Hey, we got a special guest, man, today, man. I appreciate it and tapping in with me and all like that. So I appreciate everybody, you know, just make sure y'all share on Spotify, Apple, all the major platforms out here, and keep tapping in with me. I'll keep bringing y'all good time content. I appreciate everybody that ever participated being on my podcast. OSM 215 Opportunity Meets Success. But with that being said, we got a special guest today, and he go by the name of, go ahead, tell the people what,
King Elite, Philadelphia, 19th and Diamond, baby.
All right, shout out to 19th and Diamond in the building. Philly, stand up, you know what I mean? So, bro, I just want to know, like, you was born and raised in North?
Yeah, man, I was born and raised in North, man, you know, my heart and soul. All
right, that's what's up, you know what I mean?
I moved to Virginia, too, at, like, in teenage years. And I got some experience at the South, and yeah.
All right, man. So, that's what's up, man. And how was that experience when you went down South, man? Did it give you a different perspective?
Yeah, I got a different perspective on life. You know, I realized that, you know, there's opportunity out here instead of just, you know, a bunch of, you know, niggas beefing with each other, you know, over nothing and shit. You know, I realize it's more to life, basically.
All right, that's what's up, man. I'm glad you was able to see that, man. So just to give people a time frame, like, what year was that? Like, was that like 06, 07? Like,
years. Probably, like 2000.
Okay. All right, man. That's what's up, man. I'm glad you got to experience that and whatever. And how old are you right now, bro?
I just turned 35 last week.
All right, man. We're going to say shout out to you. Happy birthday, man. And I hope you, you know, hope you keep doing your thing. Try to stay positive in the negative filled world, man. So my first question to you is, what's your status, man? Are you single?
Yeah, in a man, relationship? I'm single. All right. Single.
How long you been single, bro?
Going on like 3 years now. Yeah, like 3 years.
Been single. Okay. 3 years. That's what's up, man. What was your first relationship?
You said, when was it?
I said, how long was it? Your first relationship. I mean, not your first relationship. I meant to say your last relationship.
My last, it probably was like, last relationship. So it probably was like 2 years. Yeah, like 2 years.
2 years. All right, that's cool. All right, man. That was just a couple years ago that you was in that relationship, like time frame.
Yeah, so 3 years ago, basically. Yeah.
All right, cool. Cool, man. Could you ever see yourself getting back with that person, or if the situation or opportunity presented itself, or what went wrong, what went right in that situation?
Nah, well, basically, I couldn't see myself getting back with that person, and what went wrong, it was me. How can I put it? It was more of being like friends and trying to look out for somebody, and then one thing led to another, and next thing you know, it was a relationship. So, yeah.
All right, cool. Could you just like center the camera a little bit more, bro? Just a little bit. Yeah, right. Got there, you. Right there. All right, good looking. Yeah, bro. So, you see yourself? Do you got any little ones? You got any kids?
Yeah, I got two sons.
All right, man. How old is it? Say that again.
10 and 14.
All right, cool, man. Growing up in Philly, man, what was the most toughest thing that you probably went through? And what got you through that? And how do you try to keep your sons out of that lifestyle? Like, what is your biggest fear as a parent?
I would say just them getting caught up in the wrong crowd and you know, just being misguided and misled, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I try my best to be the most, you know, guide them and give them the most jewels and keep them on the right track, you know what I'm saying? Because coming up in Philly, you know, once you step outside the door, the street right there. So I think the biggest thing was trying to, you know, stay away from the drug dealers and you know, niggas just robbing and stealing, you know, just trying to avoid that street life because it's right there, you know.
Yeah, you're right. And parents ain't going to be there 24/7, you know. And that's all you can do when you got your kids is try to guide them. But at the end of the day, we all going to make a decision. You know what I mean? We got the freedom. You got the freedom of choice, but you're not free from the consequence. That's what I like to say.
Yeah. You know what I mean? My oldest one I just noticed he started smoking weed, you know what I'm saying? So I know he gonna smoke it. So what I kind of do is, you know, I told him, you know, I kind of let him smoke weed around the house. Like, basically, like, you know, if you gonna smoke, man, just I'd rather you be here safe and I know that you know I'm okay than to be out there in the street smoking. So, you know, some probably think that's not a good idea, some probably think it is, but to me it's just, I feel like I know my son's safe, and if he's smoking here around me, I know he's good, you know, so, yep.
Yeah, man, well, yeah, I understand where you're coming from. I understand where you're coming from. There's just so much going on out here, man, and I just want to ask you real quick, was your pop active when you was coming up?
Yeah, my pop was active all the way up to, like, 15. So my pop was there all the way till I was like 15. Then he slid. So yeah.
Damn. So how has that affected you as an adolescent?
It affected me because like that was the age where I kind of really needed them. You know, like that's the age 15, 16. That's when you really turn into a man. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of really need that. That manly guidance and that, so, you know, and then like when I was playing sports, like, you know, just helping me pay for like camps and sneakers and stuff like that. But I'm leaving, it's just kind of like I ain't had that support no more that I needed from my parents. So, yeah, it actually pushed me back a lot.
Oh, man. So, by you having kids right now, does that give you your drive to stay more active as an active father in your kids' life and make you not want to do what your pop did to you to show your kids a better way?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that makes, you know, my kids with me, like my, you know, like I'm, me and their mom, not together, but they, you know, they with me, you know what I'm saying? Like I got custody of them, so they stay with me. My boys stay with me. So yeah, I hold them down. Yeah, for sure.
All right, man. And since you said they mom, I'm glad you just said that, because how is your dynamic with the children's mother?
No, we mutual, like we don't got no beef. There's no issue, but you know, we just I got the boys and that's pretty much it. Like they with me, she visit them, see them when she can, but like we gotta understand that there's no issue. We don't have no issues, you know, like.
All right, man. That's always good, man, because I always hear a lot of crazy situations where the mom and dad don't get along and it's toxic and it always ends up affecting the kids in the long run. So, well, when y'all did split, y'all split on good terms.
Yeah, pretty much. We ain't had no issues. Like, we keep our, whatever we did, issues, whatever we did, we keep it separate from the kids. Like, our boys never seen. seen the issues, like we kept it separate.
Right, right. How were you able to keep that situation like away from the kids?
Basically just you know, phone conversations. I keep it private. I stay away from me. You know, she come around when it's time to talk. You know, we talk separately from the girl. We don't talk in front of the kids. Basically, you know, we just keep it separate. We just, you know, you got the adult time and you got the parents and, you know, time. So we just separate it. We just keep it separate, basically.
Okay, okay. So with that being said, in the near future, do you see yourself getting married? Do you ever want to be married? What's your POV on that?
Yeah, I would like to be married at some point in my life. I do see myself being married. I would like to be married, you know, but I feel like I gotta, you know, as a man, certain goals I need to achieve and certain, you know, standards I need to meet first before I even take on that role as being a husband. So, yep.
Right, right, right. I know you, right, 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 man. I mean, because it's different out here now, you know. I definitely say it's different. These women different out here nowadays. You know what I mean? And, man, I hope that situation work out and all like that, bro. And hope you do become a husband. I hope that all that work out in your favor, bro. Yeah. I'm going to ask you, like, a couple more questions, and we're going to get on up out of here because I don't want to hold up too much of your time, man. Have you ever cheated before?
Yeah, I've cheated before. Yes.
What was the reason why you cheated? Was it because of opportunity? What was it? She was lacking in something?
Well, I mean, it's different reasons I've cheated, you know what I'm saying? I would say sometimes it just wasn't, it wasn't even the reason, man. It just was happening to be, just, you know, the opportunity, somebody there, it happened, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't looking to cheat, I wasn't trying to cheat. It just, you know, it just happened. And then, I would say I cheated just because, like, I just was upset or something, you know what I'm saying? Something petty, probably, like, got in an argument and I was mad at something that when I cheated, you know what I'm saying? Like, or it was get back, like, you know what I'm saying? I found out she might have been messing around and, you know what I'm saying? I went and did me, so, it's, yeah, it's different reasons, but shit.
So do you see yourself like in the future now? What has that situation taught you about yourself, and what boundaries have you set in place for yourself moving forward?
So, you know, definitely gotta be disciplined as a man, you know, because, like, you know, you could be in love with somebody and really deeply be in love with them and love them, and then, you know, you go out here and cheat and have no reason why you cheated, you just did it. And that's just being childish, you know what I'm saying? So I'm learning to be, you know, to be disciplined and know that, you know, that, you know what I'm saying, it's not worth losing somebody that you really know who to be with, you see?
All right, bro, I ain't gonna hold up too. Just hold the camera steady, a little steady, please. And I ain't gonna hold you up too much longer. So all I wanna say is, so you just going through a stage in your time in your life where you just trying to do some growth and development?
Exactly, that's exactly what I'm doing. Building myself, building my character, learn how to discipline myself, put myself in position, you know what I'm saying? As a man, to be able to take on that role as being the husband, you know.
And my last question is, when she made her move in that moment in time, how did that make you feel?
as far as like her cheating.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you know, as a man, it makes you feel like, it just make you feel low, make you feel disrespected. It's, you know, it make you feel like, you know what I'm saying, like, she got no respect for you, it make you feel like less than a man, you know what I'm saying? It really gets to you. It really, you know, it really sticks.
All right, man. And do you think, like, having kids, do you think that make it even complicated versus if she cheat, you could just bounce and you ain't got to worry about her again?
Yeah. If it happens with the woman that you had kids by, you know, in a relationship, yeah, it's more difficult because you can't just cut her off. You know, the regular average female, you can just cut her off, keep moving. But when it comes to the kid's mom, it's like, she ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta learn how to deal with her, you know, day to day. So yeah, it is more complicated.
All right. And do you think, regardless of who your kid's mother deal with, you will always try to provide because having her good will be having your kids good?
Yeah, always. That's mandatory. Like, you know, you always take care of your kids and you're going to take care of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still look out for my kids' mom. I ain't even aware. But she ain't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, but she could call me. She might need something. And I still got her. I still look out. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is me. You know what I'm saying? Like, all
right. And they the only two kids she got? Yeah, so before we wrap it up and get on up out of here, my very, very last question to you is, hypothetically, if your being mom had another baby with another individual, would you still treat that kid as if it was your own?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
All right, man. Yeah.
Definitely.
And why do you think women cheat? What's your perspective on that?
I mean, it's different reasons. I think sometimes I think women cheat because it's mainly they feel like, you know, to get even because they man cheated on them, so they want to get even. Or, you know what I'm saying, it could just be they're just interested in the other guy. And, you know, and it happens, or, you know what I'm saying, they could just, yeah, they just want to experience something new, you know, like, it's no telling. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, man, we're going to get up out of here. Shout out your social medias. Let the people know where you can be reached at.
Okay, definitely. You can reach me on Facebook, King Elite, Instagram, King Elite, Snapchat, King Elite, Twitter.
All right, just
King Elite.
All right, bro. Spell it out for the people for the one time so we can wrap it up and get on up out of here.
K-I-E-L-I-T-E. King Elite.